Whoa, hey, you're like 30 minutes early. No, that's fine. Come on in. I'm sorry, I was still cleaning the living room, so yeah, I just didn't expect you'd be so early. All right, well, take a seat. Would you like something to drink? All right. Yeah, we can get started immediately. Yeah, my stuff is all like spread out over the table. It's just I was revising a little bit. But yeah, didn't really have any luck with that, so I started cleaning 'cause I needed a clean anyway 'cause I knew you were coming over, but like anyways, let's get started. You want to quiz me right away? Isn't that? So what are we starting with? World history? Oh, but I'm so bad at it. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the point. You're here to help me study, but I don't know. I just never paid attention to world history because I'd just be on my phone, texting. I know, it's bad, okay? That's why I asked you for help, 'cause I want to get better grades, you know? All right, yeah, fine. Okay, quiz me. Yep. I got it. Oh, that's an easy one. Augustus. Yeah. The what? Oh, okay, printing machine. Invented by John Gutenberg, right? Heck yeah. All right. Constitution of USA. God, I'm so bad with dates. Hold on. I know it's 1780 something. 1786? 89? Alright, nice. Okay. Yeah, that was kind of freaky because I'm like horrible with dates. Speaking of dates, why'd you look so nervous? I didn't even finish what I was gonna say yet. I mean, I apologize, but I did overhear you talking with your friend about your date tonight, yes? Is that why you came over so early? Interesting. Well, it's not my business if you don't want to talk about it, but, you know, if you need any tips, I'm here for you. I've been on quite a few dates, and, I mean, I don't know. Some of them were great, some of them were not. But I can give you tips on what to do and what not to do. If this is like your first date with whoever you're. Tinder? You're on Tinder? No, I'm not judging. It's fine. I mean, people find true love in all sorts of ways, no? Can I see her profile? Yeah, sure, I'll give you a minute to pull it up. But hey, if it's a Tinder date, the stakes are super low, you know? Wow, she's really pretty. Yeah, no. What? I'm not weird, you're weird. She has a cat? Oh, that's super cute. Oh, what a chonky cat. Yep, very cute. I wish I had a cat. No, I'm allergic to cats. Yeah. Anyways, so what are you planning on doing? I wasn't. talking about if you're going to kiss her on the first date. I was talking about what the first date was going to be, but you brought it up, so fine, we'll talk about kissing on the first date. Are you going to kiss her on the first date? Why are you nervous? People kiss on first dates all the time. I don't understand. I mean, I guess it's a good thing that you're nervous. It means you like her, you know, but you're not nervous because you like her? So you don't like her. Oh. Oh, you haven't had your first kiss yet. Oh, what? My tone isn't judgy. I don't know. You look like someone who gets around. Okay, whatever. No, but you don't have to be insecure about it. It's fine that you haven't had your first kiss yet. Yeah, I mean, if everyone in the world had the same experiences, how boring would that be? Mm-hmm. Well, if my wise words aren't helping you calm down, what about I let you practice with me? Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, aren't you nervous because you haven't had practice? Yeah, so I can help you practice. I mean, come on, it's the same thing as you coming over to help me practice with history. So I can just return the favor. I mean, you're not letting me pay you anyway, so let me just return the favor by helping you practice something else, you know? It won't be weird, I promise. Nothing will change between us, even if you suck, okay? I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm totally chill with that. I wouldn't have offered if I wasn't. Okay, I'll tell you what to do, okay? First, stop being nervous and face me like this. Yep, hi. Okay, then you make eye contact for a bit. Mm-hmm. Then look down at her lips. Then come back up to her eyes. Like that. Mm-hmm. And if she seems into the idea, you lean in and start with a quick little kiss. Good. You're doing good. Mm-hmm. Stop. Okay, stop talking and listen to my next step. All right? Now, you pull back for a second and see how she felt about that little kiss. Maybe even reach up and hold her face like this. This, yeah, good. My face is soft. Thanks. I take my skincare routine very seriously, as you can tell. Okay, focus. Now, lean back in and kiss again. Good. You're doing great. Come back. After a while, if it feels right, you start using your tongue a little bit. Unless you don't want to go that far right now. Oh, my student is very daring. Okay. Come here. No, no, you don't just push it in and let her do all the work. You slowly guide it in. Like this. Holy. How was that? Yeah. Well, you're doing pretty great for your first time. Oh, yeah? Are you enjoying these lessons? Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see that you're enjoying them. Would you like some more lessons? Alright, well, how about you skip the date and stay here, and I'll give you more lessons on how to please a girl. Yeah? Great. Now, for your next lesson, you gotta take off your pants. Oh, I think you already know, don't you? Yeah? Okay, take them off. Okay, if you feel a bit insecure, I can take mine off as well. Would that help? Alright. Pants are off. Your turn. Good job. Also, if you want to stop at any time, you let me know, okay? Alright. Now, let's continue our lesson. Come back here. Good. You're doing great. Mm-hmm. Let me get on your lap like this. Uh-huh. Hi. No, don't do that with your tongue. No, yeah. You're learning quick. Getting harder. No, I don't mind. That's what I wanted in the first place. Mm-hmm. But it does look like you're not fully hard yet, huh? Let me help you out. What do you think I'm gonna do? On my knees? Between your legs? Now let's see that cock. Oh, hello. May I? Thank you. You're fully hard now. Good job. This is exactly what I wanted. Alright. Do you have a condom? Really? You didn't bring one? Not even for the date? Alright, well, I don't have a condom. You don't have a condom, but I really, really want you to fuck me, so what do we do now? You're so cute. How about you? Do you like thighs? Yeah? Do you want to fuck my thighs? Yeah? Alright. Let me readjust. This is kind of exciting. I've never had my thighs fucked before. Yeah. You stand up. And get behind me like that. Yeah. Alright. Now you just go at it. Well, don't just stick it in. You gotta hold me first. Yeah, you gotta make the girl feel loved and cared for. Uh-huh. Oh. Oh. Good, good. That's good. Oh, man. I can see your tip sticking out from this side. This is so hot. This is so fucking hot. I've never done this before. Never had my thighs fucked before. Does it feel good for you? Yeah. Yeah, me too. I mean, it's obviously not the same as getting fucked in the pussy, but it feels good. Uh-huh. Wait, how about you angle yourself like this? So your tip teases my clit like that every time you stroke. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Oh. Another little lesson for you for when you're pleasing a girl. Never forget the clit. It's like a secret weapon, you know? If you want to make her come faster while you're eating her out, you take your thumb and you just rub circles on her clit. You can do the same when you're fucking her, too. Most women have very sensitive fucking clits. Me included. So every stroke takes me closer and closer to the edge. And it feels so fucking good. Here, help me take off my shirt. I'll teach you more things. Okay, since you're stood behind me, it'll be easy for you to reach forward and fondle my tits. Yeah, like that. Like that, good job. Oh, yeah. You watch porn, don't you? You know how to do it in porn? Yeah, just like that. I'll let your hands run wild. Fuck. Yeah. Me personally, I'm a huge, huge fan of nipple play. Nipple play is basically when you play with their nipples. Pretty fucking obvious, isn't it? Many people, many kinkier people, use more than just hands to make their nipples feel good. For example, I used to use clothespins. You know, the little wooden ones. Yeah. One on each nipple. And it used to feel so fucking good. But if you don't have clothespins, like right now, you can just pinch them really fucking hard. Yeah. Yeah, good, good, good. Good. You're a fast learner. Okay, moving on. Some women also like being choked. Again, since you're right behind me, it'll be easier for you to reach out and put your hand on my throat like this and choke me. No, not like that. Wait, you put pressure on the side. Yeah, good, good, good. Again, again. Good, 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 good. You're learning. Fuck. God, my clit. So sensitive. God, if you choke me again, and pinch my nipples with your other hand, you might just make me come right now. Yeah. You wanna make me come? It is what this is about, isn't it? Making a girl come? Yeah. Unless you're doing it just for your own pleasure. No, right? You wouldn't. That would be so fucking selfish of you. You wouldn't be that fucking selfish, would you? Good. So come on. Choke me. Play with my nipples. Fuck my thighs. Make me come. Make me come. Come on. No, no, I don't mind. You did good. Fuck. Oh, that was good. That was good. Good job. High five. Oh, man. Oh, my thighs are covered in your cum. Hey, can you pass me my phone over there? Yeah, thanks. I am going to take a picture. Cause it my thighs look really pretty with your cum on it. What? I'm Okay, whatever. You ace one lesson and you're all cocky now. So what if I'm blushing?
No. No, we're not going back to studying.
What?
That is not what people usually do after they have sex, no. Now we lay down and we cuddle and we go for round two later.
Mm-hmm.
Also, check your phone.
Yeah, of course I sent you the picture of my thighs. I mean, it's your masterpiece after all.